Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. The largest church in the world, 830,000 members. It's hard for me to comprehend. 830, South Korea. And the pastor of this church, when it was very small, had never seen a major miracle, and frankly thought all the miracles that were spoken about were just hype. Well, my guest spoke a word to him and catapulted him into walking in major miracles to such a point that my guest was offered to be the co-pastor of the largest church in the world, but he said no. The reason he said no is he had a dream inside of himself. And this dream was not South Korea. Well, today he's fulfilled his dream. But because of his obedience, God has put an anointing and presence of God on this man that he will help you get in touch with your dream and have it become reality. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here with Pastor Tommy Reed, and this is a real privilege for me because I knew a lot about him, but I found out a whole lot more. He was mentored by some of the real generals of the world, but one of the greatest generals that mentored him was his own mother. You see, his mother was Pentecostal. His father was alcoholic. His father got radically saved, instantly went into ministry. You know, what is it, Tommy, with me? That's the way it happened to me. Instantly, the moment I knew who Jesus was, I couldn't keep quiet about him. Others just go so gradual. What is it?
I don't know what makes the difference. All I know is I was 4 years of age, lived with an alcoholic father. He walked into a Wesleyan Methodist church, instantly was delivered from alcoholism, instantly was not only saved, but healed of bleeding ulcers created by his alcoholism.
Now, that was a life-threatening situation.
And he was going to die. And I was 4 years of age. I would not have had a father. Walked into that church, heard a Native American evangelist, gave his heart to Christ. His life was totally changed, and our home was totally changed.
8 years of age, you're afflicted. It's almost like the devil knows there's a call of God on someone's life, and the devil tries to stop them before they even get started. 8 years of age, you get polio. Tell me what was going on.
Well, I was laying in my bed. I was unable to walk. And I remember the Lord walked into that room and said to me, as clearly as I hear your voice, I'm Jesus, and I'm here. I'm going to heal you today.
I will heal you.
And there's a lot more to the story, but all I can tell you is that I knew that was true. I looked as if the devil was there. I pointed my finger at him and said, I'm 8 years of age. Devil, you're not going to keep this young man in bed any longer. I'm going to walk. Push myself up to the side of the bed. As I pushed myself to the side of the bed, I took my first step, and then I had to let go of the bed and take my second. That would be a miracle. I walked across the room. I looked at the stairs up to my bedroom, and I said, I never, ever have walked one stair at a time. 82 years of age, I still don't take them one stair. I still run upstairs. I ran up the stairs, put my clothes down, ran back down, walked out of the kitchen and said to my mother, I want a glass of milk.
Mom,
and your mother must have sort of really
well,
lost
yeah, she
it.
Said, what are you doing? What are you doing walking? I said, I told you today Jesus was going to heal me. And as I did that, my mother dropped the milk all over the floor and she looks at me and said, well, if you're going to drink milk, you have to lap it up because that's the last bit I got. She was holding some milk in her hand. And I said, well, I'll go down to the store. And I ran down to the store and ran back home, and I've been walking ever since.
I believe that his mother might have been the hero in this situation. Tell me what you learned from your mom.
Well, I learned from my mother to confess the word. Every day I would say, Mom, I'm going to walk again. And she said, the Bible says, and you say it, I am the Lord that healeth thee. By his stripes I'm healed. Every day I was informed by my mother. She not only urged me, she insisted that I confess the word. And I knew that. It was the word that healed me. I learned from my mother, and she was a school teacher. She worked for Cornell University as an educator. She taught me what Jesus did on that cross. And I saw the cross that day when I walked.
Did she teach you to hear God's voice?
Absolutely.
How?
My mother would take me out to Emory Park, a park overlooking the community where I lived. And she would lay on the, in the winter we would walk through it, in the summer we would lay on our backs.
It's a pretty cloud.
And she would look at the sky and she would say, what do you see? And I would say, well, that cloud up there, that's a car, that's a boat, that's a ship, and that's an airplane. She would look at me and say, Tommy, if that's a ship, where do you want to go? Where do you dream about going? I said, well, Europe, wherever. And after she would finish, she'd grab my hand as we'd leave. Just and never I'll never forget a word. She said, Tommy Reed, never quit dreaming because your dreams were those written dreams by were God before the foundation of the world.
Then about the same time, he starts having visions. Tell me about these visions.
Well, I would go to the altar because my mother was teaching me, my dad too, but especially my mother was teaching me to be a man of prayer. And I would go to the altar every Sunday night at this little Assemblies of God church, and I'd kneel at the altar. And the little church around me had handmade seats and old worn-out carpets. And all of a sudden, I would find myself, call it a trance, call it a vision, call it a dream, call it being lost in the Spirit. Every Sunday night, I would get lost in the Spirit. And I would be in another church. It would be a large church, beautiful carpets, everything that I dreamed of being. And I looked at somebody, a young man standing in the pulpit, and I said, that's me. Now, I was a stutterer. I could not speak. And yet I was standing as a man in the pulpit, and I saw myself there, and I saw the church I would one day build. I lived with that dream all of my life, wherever I went. I pastored by 26. I was pastoring Bethel Temple, Manila, following Lester Sumrall. I worked with Cho in the beginning days. Every place I went, that was not what the church I saw in my dream. I had to go back to Buffalo. That's where the church would be.
He's a dreamer.
I am a dreamer.
God is a dreamer.
Absolutely.
And God has a dream for you. And Tommy says that God has a dream for everyone. And the whole world would be changed if everyone would follow their God dreams. We'll learn more when we come back.
Life is always in motion. Mankind builds, grows, moves, advances. We get so caught up in our chaotic routines that it's easy to forget. In the midst of life's chaos, one thing remains the same. As we face life's obstacles and struggles, we can turn to the promises of the one who never changes.
Turn to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Pastor Tommy Reed. And Tommy, you had the high privilege of being sent to South Korea. And there was a young pastor that had potential, and you were supposed to work with him.
Yeah.
His name was Dr. Paul Youngi Cho,
right,
that then had the largest church in the world. But Paul Youngi Cho had never seen major miracles. And as a matter of fact, he thought it was all hype, but it changed. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, we went there in the first year of the ministry. In fact, I preached the first revival ever held in that church. And while I was there, we were in this old Chevrolet panel truck, and he was sitting in the back in the seat, and I was sitting in the front. He looked at me and he said, Tommy, I've never seen a real miracle. I was healed myself, but I've never seen God do a miracle. I've seen these healing evangelists come, and they purport that's a miracle, but I've never seen a real miracle. I remember something rose up. You ever rise up inside of you,
yeah,
and you're speaking for God? I looked at him and I said, Brother Cho,
you will.
While I am here in this country, you will see the miraculous, and you will someday heal the sick. And you know, the miracle about it was we did see miracles, and he saw it, and more I saw him soften. We went to a city called Chungju, Korea. We were in a Presbyterian church, and it was jammed with people and thousands of people on the outside. And the revival was so great, the miracle so great, they wanted to go on another week. So I said to him, you stay here, you preach the second week, and you pray for the sick. This is the man that said he'd never seen a miracle. He said, I'll do that.
I'm amazed he said he'll do that.
Right. So as I went on to the next city, on the next Tuesday night, I think they had off Monday night, Tuesday night, they came up the hill and said, there's a man dying in the hospital. If you don't come down and pray for him, he will die. So Brother Cho left the service, went down the hill, walked into the hospital to a man he was going to pray for before he died, found out he was dead.
I'm sorry, he's passed on.
No, he's not.
He pulled the sheet back. This man that a few weeks before said he'd never seen a miracle, pulled the sheet back and commanded that man to walk. That man got out of bed, began to walk. And then Brother Cho said, come back with me to church. Now, it was a huge, steep hill. He climbed all the way up this hill, walked into the church and said, I was dead, but now I'm alive.
I was dead, but now I'm alive. Thank you.
Okay. He then says to you, I want you, Tommy, to be my my co-pastor. How could you have said no?
Well, I had to say no.
Why?
Because as great as the revivals were tremendous, there were times in revivals where they would take, I remember one night, they took me on their backs and carried me through the city because of the miracles they were seeing. And yet I knew that that wasn't my city. God had called me as a child at that altar of a little Assemblies of God church where I saw the church I would build. This was not the church. That was his church. It was not mine. I had to go back to where I was called. That was my dream.
And you know what I think is so amazing is when you went to the city that he was called to, you would think that because of his faithfulness, that it would be a breeze, it would be easy. But when you went to Buffalo, New York, how bad was it?
It was really bad. I was ready to quit the ministry. I said, you know, I could be pastor of the largest church in the world right now. But here I am pastoring 120 people, barely surviving. I don't think they even like me. But, you know, this wasn't the best place in the world to be. And one day I'm coming up on the New York State Thruway onto a ramp. And all of a sudden I'm crying. This prayer is coming out of the inside of me. I'm crying, God, show me the world as you see it. And I kept arguing with my own prayer because that was the Holy Spirit praying. God, I know how you see the world. And the Lord said, no, you don't. Keep praying the prayer. As I prayed that prayer, it came out of inside of me. And as I pulled the car up on the thruway, I don't know who drove it. I don't know how long it was. I had a vision. I believe in dreams and visions. I believe in the supernatural. And God took me and I saw the world. And God, show me the world as you see it. It was coming from deep within me. And I saw the nail-scarred hands of Jesus coming toward the world. And here's what I thought. Every Sunday night, I'd preached on hell and I'd preached on judgment. You're trying to get people saved and scare them to death to try to get them saved, you know, like we used to do in our churches. And I saw the hands of Jesus and my first reaction, I know what you're going to do. You're going to bring judgment to this bad world. instead of the hands of Jesus, were gentle. They took and took the world, and he opened it up. And Sid, inside, I saw a broken heart. And my life has never been the same.
Now I know.
It was within weeks. The church grew from 120 to 800 in one single week. All because of the revelation of God.
The revelation of God's love for humanity.
God's love for humanity.
Well, you know, the Bible says God is love. And maybe, just maybe, we're emphasizing the wrong things. God is love. When we come back, I want to find out how you can find out God's dream for yourself. I want to find out how you can move into God's dream for you. We'll be right back.
Tommy wants to help you find your God-given dream and teach you why it's never too late to pursue it and live it. Call now and get Tommy Reed's box set, Your God Dream, which includes his powerful book, How to Live Out of Your Dream, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Your God Dream, Discovering Your Greatest Potential, plus his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9291. After each chapter of the book, you have a place to write your notes, questions to guide you through the principles he's teaching, and action steps to begin your journey to live out God's dream for your life. Through this two-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand how to overcome the things hindering you from achieving the God dream inside you. Begin to walk in the supernatural power of God as a normal part of your life. Tommy prays a powerful prayer of impartation over you so you can fulfill your calling and God-given purpose. Plus, you will receive his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You, based on the supernatural faith-healing story of Pastor Tommy Reed. You will identify with 8-year-old Tommy Reed as he is supernaturally healed of polio and shows you how living out your dream will cause you to walk through the open door of God's dream, fulfilling his destiny and purpose for you on earth. Don't miss out on getting Tommy Reed's box set, Your God Dream, which includes his powerful book, How to Live Out of Your Dream, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Your God Dream, Discovering Your Greatest Potential, plus his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9291. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9291 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Can everyone have a dream? Or is it just special people like Tommy Reed?
Absolutely. Not only can everyone does have a dream. Sometime when you were a child, 7 or 8 years of age, God began to speak into your spirit what the purpose of your life was. If he wrote it before the foundation of the world, that means that he's going to give it to you. They had some kind of a dream. But mother said, yeah, it's just your imagination. Everybody said, that's crazy. You could never be president. You could never preach the gospel. You could never do that. You're not smart enough to do that. And the dream was lost. And the problems with our world today, Sid, is because somebody didn't believe their dream. The world is unevangelized because God put in the heart of enough people enough power to evangelize the world, but we've never believed it. My passion, I have a passion today in these years of my life. I've got to get out and teach this nation that there's something that God gave them to do. There's a dream that God put in their heart. And if I could get people to believe that, if I could get people to know that inside of the depths of their spirit, look at Henry Ford. Henry Ford was an amazing man. And he had this dream to put America on wheels, but there were no gas stations. There were no roads. He changed the world in spite of the fact the whole world out there was alien to his dream. That's what's inside of us. There's evangelists inside of us, and there's businessmen, and there's millionaires, there's billionaires. There are people out there that God has intended to change the world if they'll only believe it. I have a passion to teach that to America.
How about someone that says, I don't know my dream. How can I find it?
Well, I think, first of all, there's several things. It's hard to say that in the few minutes we've got. But one, go back. Remember what happened to you. Remember what you thought about. My best friend growing up was Paul Crouch, who built TBN. He had a movie camera. I wish I would have brought it on the set. Little movie camera. He would dream of making films. He would dream of radio. We fooled with... I can't tell you what it was like to live with a 10-year-old boy that had a dream. That kind of thing is inside of every single one of us. The last thing Paul Crouch did for me was look in a camera and say, Tommy, let you and I keep dreaming. Because dreams will change the world.
Briefly, tell me your teaching on the cathedral and the altar.
Yeah, well, Abraham is my example of the dreamer. Because God told him he was going to have a family. And it was going to be a great family. It'd be a nation. And it would be a nation that would bless the world. And God made a covenant. He had God the Father and God the Son walking between the sacrifices, saying, I'm going to swear by myself that this land is yours. I'm going to swear by myself that I will give you a family. This is my covenant. And I'm swearing by myself to make that covenant. Well, where did he take it? He took it out in the open air into what I call the cathedral of God. He's walking by the water. Puts his fingers through the sand. Those are my children. He looks at the stars and he said, those are my children. I'm enough an astronomer to know I can't count them. Those are my children. You take your dream, first of all, to the cathedral of God, the open air. Then you take it. Abraham built an altar. Because in the presence of God, there is the wonder of the dream. There's the wonder of what God wants to do with you in his presence. Spend time under the open heavens dreaming. And spend time in the presence of God, letting God reveal his dream for you.
Would you pray right now?
Absolutely.
That we find our dreams, that everyone that is viewing this will find their dream.
Yes. Can I just look in that camera right now and tell you that you have a dream? You may not know what it is. Maybe somebody has thwarted it. Maybe somebody has tried to destroy it. You may be 80 years of age, but there's a dream in your heart that's never been fulfilled. I'm talking to everybody, every single person on the other side of that camera. I want to pray for you that you'll discover it and you live it. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may the peace of God, the peace that passeth all understanding, come into that person's heart and take them back and show them what you plan for their life. It's never too late. I know that, Lord. Give them the fulfillment of their dream.
God is a dreamer. And before the foundation of this earth, he knew you and called you and has a dream for your life. Now, this is what you have to do. He's done it all. All you have to do is accept it. He died for your sins. He died out of his personal love for you. He took every one of your sins, every one of your pains, every one of your heartaches upon himself. And by his blood, he says, I remember your sins no more. If you will ask him to forgive you and tell him you're sorry for the mistakes, believe that his blood covered your sins, and then ask him to come inside of you and be Lord of your life, because God has a dream. And you, he's telling me people are being healed as I'm speaking, backs, pains are disappearing. You are his dream. You are special. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. And never forget, God is for you, so nothing can be against you. Never.
As a young boy, Tommy Reed was supernaturally healed of polio and severe stuttering. As a young man, he was given the opportunity to pastor what is known today as the largest church in the world. But instead, he decided to pursue the dream that God had written on his heart before the foundation of the world. Tommy wants to help you find your God-given dream. We will be back with Tommy Reed in just one moment.
God has given me a prophetic word for the whole world, that inside of you is a dream that's greater than you can imagine, because there's always something greater inside of us than what's around us. The Bible tells us that God wrote our names or wrote our destiny in our hearts before the foundation of the world. You might change a city or change a nation or change the world.
Tommy wants to help you find your God-given dream and teach you why it's never too late to pursue it and live it. Call now and get Tommy Reed's box set, Your God Dream, which includes his powerful book, How to Live Out of Your Dream, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Your God Dream, Discovering Your Greatest Potential, plus his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9291.
What God wrote about you is inside of you, and it was written before the foundation of the world. So in this book is this workbook where we go through all the truths of what's inside of you, and then we ask and answer the questions, and you'll find your own dream.
Through this two-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand how to overcome the things hindering you from achieving the God dream inside you. Learn how to take your God dream to the altar and make it become reality. Begin to walk in the supernatural power of God as a normal part of your life. Tommy prays a powerful prayer of impartation over you so you can fulfill your calling and God-given purpose. Plus, you will receive his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You, based on the supernatural faith healing story of Pastor Tommy Reed. You will identify with 8-year-old Tommy Reed as he is supernaturally healed of polio and shows you how living out your dream will cause you to walk through the open door of God's dream, fulfilling his destiny and purpose for you on earth.
You know, I keep thinking, if I had only had something like that when I was a teenager, if I had only had that supernatural impartation, which is in the DVD and is in the book, what a difference it would have made. That's why God told Tommy he had to write the book and do the DVD. That impartation is waiting to embrace you. The next move is yours.
Don't miss out on getting Tommy Reed's box set, Your God Dream, which includes his powerful book, How to Live Out of Your Dream, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, Your God Dream, Discovering Your Greatest Potential, plus his award-winning DVD docudrama, The World Within You and Around You. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9291. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9291 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest, Perry Stone, has information that shows within 4 years, Israel will no longer be dependent on America. But I'll tell you this, America will always be dependent on Israel. Yeah.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.